Charlie Scruggs asked me to read this poem, which is called The Huckster, which I wrote several years ago. And it was about when I was a graduate student at a Big Ten school, and which football was a big deal. They had a huge stadium at Iowa and filled it even in a losing season, as I remember. And I got to sell pennants and souvenirs and flowers, carnations, and cushions and cowbells to the people. And at the time, I was I guess I was just real nervous about about being in a crowd of people and didn't know how to comport myself or what. I was just very self-conscious. And so two things are going on in the poem which were going on in my mind at the time was I just had a desire to be a part of the crowd, to be one of them, mostly because I saw fathers with their little sons, you know, holding hands, coming to the game, and that appealed to me in a family sort of way. And the other thing I was thinking about was what, this is kind of obvious, I guess, is why people go to football games or boxing matches, to see, vicarious violence, and to get out their home frustrations publicly, someone get them out for them. The huckster. They're coming at me, the people, and I like them all. I yell at them. They thrust coins in my face. I return cowbells, cushions to protect their fine women, buttons, pennants to put above their heads, declaring, "This is where I stand." Well, I say to myself, "This is where I stand." Somewhere a gun goes off. The armored men on the field grind against each other. The man in the fifth row is yelling, "Who stole my lawnmower? Who gave my kid a bloody nose? Who hustles my wife when I'm away?" The man on the field goes down. "I did it." Thousands of fans love him up. Another gun goes off. Dogs and little kids bunch around my feet. I am dizzy, stripped of my wares, my Saturday afternoons. I run naked through the crowds. I pile into their cars. They feed me cold hot dogs and beer. We are going home, so many fathers and sons.